The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When I think back on the people that really affected my life, like people who spontaneously decided to spend time with me without having to, do you know what I mean? Of course, I think of my parents and my sister, but you know, that's family and they kind of have to. But what about the people who actually choose to care for you, whether it's a youth group leader or it's a teacher or it's a Cub Scout leader or it's someone that taught you to swim or to play baseball or to dance or something like that. Mentors can have such an amazing impact on a life. And especially in days like this when we're so fragmented and we've got these phones that just call us. It's like they suck our energy out and we've got everything that we can stream and we got everything that we can look up online. It's just the thought that someone human would sit across the table from us and care about us. I mean, I really think that's life-changing. So to talk about mentorship, we've invited Keith Condridge back to the program. Keith is the aftercare director for the Foundation of Hope. Keith, I'm happy you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to see you.
That's that mentorship stuff. That's true, isn't it?
Absolutely. Especially, as you said, in today's world where we're just so fragmented and, you know, social media is the least social thing we do, right? So to have someone sit down across the table or at the coffee shop or wherever, just to sit and chat and give you that personal attention that you need makes all the difference in the world. And we see tremendous, tremendous things happening through our program at the Foundation of Hope, because we're serving men and women who are either currently incarcerated at the Allegheny County Jail or have been released from jail or state or federal prison. And so these are individuals who really need that extra encouragement and who, for many intents and purposes, have been left behind by society. They're folks that have, you know, they've done their time, they're focused, they're, you know, to break down some of the stereotypes that we have of people that were incarcerated or currently incarcerated, the individuals that we work with are serious about moving forward, reconnecting with their families, reconciling with their communities, and they need that little extra help. You know, so oftentimes they feel left behind or they feel that nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And to have a mentor meet with you once a week or in, you know, a number of times a month to just show you that dignity, that you're still a human being, you still can be a productive, positive member of society, and you just need a little encouragement.
Yeah. So, and we all want to reduce recidivism. We talk about that.
Right.
None of us want to see people go back to jail over and over and over again, right?
Exactly.
But, I mean, if you've seen Shawshank, right, you just get some window into what it would be like to try to leave that structured lifestyle in a prison and try to go back out in the world. I've never been able to get a handle on how a person could navigate that on their own.
Yeah. And again, that's what we try to do at Foundation of Hope, is to walk with people.
Yeah.
You know, we're not there to, you know, dictate their lives or to force them into this or that decision, but to walk with people and to help them find the resources they need and to remove those barriers. So, for instance, a lot of times when you come out of jail or prison, you don't have an ID. How can you get a job or housing without an ID? We help people get an ID. You don't have transportation. You don't have housing. You may not, you know, if you've been away for 10 or 15 years or 20 years, you've never applied for a job online.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Right.
It's a foreign concept to you. So, and again, you haven't had that interpersonal relationship one-on-one with too many people because you've been locked away. So, you know, the mentors step in and fill that role and walk with people, help them to identify those resources, help them to remove those barriers, give them that encouragement. Encouragement to say, look, and it's, you know, it's like that old Bill Murray movie about baby steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, baby steps. And as people accomplish one small thing and then the next, that becomes habitual. And then all of a sudden they're successful, they're reintegrated, they're moving forward. But, you know, it's so important to remove some of the stereotypes that we have about folks that are reentering the community from jail or prison, because, you know, probably, you know, 99% of us have done something stupid or have sure. just for, you know, by the grace of God could be there ourselves. And, you know, and it's not about, you know, obviously justice has to be served. And obviously, you know, there are victims to crimes. But, you know, we're not going to reduce recidivism, as you say, by not letting people work. You know, if you can't work, if you don't have a job, if you don't have someone encouraging you as a mentor, what are you going to do? You're going to fall back into your old habits. You're going to either, you know, commit a crime. You're going to, you know, go back to whatever addictions have been, you know,
formed you,
ailing you. And
all right, so Keith, what do you like? Is it weird to sit across the table from somebody you don't know and say, hey, you know, what's up?
You know, I've been with the organization about 8 months now, and it's just been the most fulfilling work I've ever done in my 30-year career, because the individuals that we're serving, as I said, they're ready to move forward. And so, you know, any misperceptions, any, I don't know, anxiety that you might have, oh my goodness, this is an inmate, or this is, you know, a former, you know, quote unquote criminal, that all melts away, because it's just you one-on-one, person to person. And the honesty that people share with us is just, it's refreshing in many ways, because, you know, there's no reason not to be honest. I can look up your record and, you know, there's no point hiding things. And so you kind of automatically are at a good starting point, because there's a raw, brutal honesty there that you can move forward with.
Right.
And again, you know, as people of faith, you know, our challenge is to see Jesus in the face of another,
right?
To see Christ in the person before us. And, you know, that's not always easy, but that's the challenge that we have as Christians.
Yeah, and this is part of our role. Keith Kondrich is with us, Aftercare Director for Foundation of Hope. So, what about your own mentors? Like, when you look back on growing up, did you have people who invested in you?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned scouting. I mean, I did most of my youth in scouting. Never made Eagle Scout, but I spent until I was 18 and aged out, and that was a great organization for providing me with leadership and guidance. You know, there were people within my own church, youth ministers that helped to guide me as well. So, and then I had a professor in college who was a great mentor to me as well in terms of my career in social services. So, and again, that's what we try to focus on within our program is to, you know, we work very hard to match individuals with someone that's going to be the right fit, right? So there's a pretty intense interview process, matching process. What are you looking for? Do you need a mentor for parenting skills? Do you need a mentor for career or employment, anger management, whatever that might be, so that we make the right fit, the right match, so that people can move forward successfully?
Okay, so that's good. So if someone is listening to our conversation and they think, well, I could do that, but I don't want to, you know, I've never had kids. I don't want to talk to somebody about parenting.
Sure. Yeah. So again, we take into account, there's an application process, there's an interview process to really find the best fit. So that, again, not just from the mentee standpoint or the protege standpoint, but from the mentor standpoint, you know, how can we help you be successful? We've got a great training program. My colleague, Reverend Anais Hushin, who's on our staff, oversees that, does a fantastic job in training. And then there's ongoing support, you know, monthly support for the mentors that come together. We also have really great support groups that come together, and mentees and their mentors come and derive support through that as well. So there's tons of support to help you work through some issues that might arise. But a big part of the success is in the initial, you know, interview placement and matching.
Okay. So do you think you're drawn to this because you had mentors when you were a kid?
I think it certainly helps. I think, you know, there's a certain acknowledgement of the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just empirically, when you look at the data nationally in terms of how mentors impact people's lives, not just with the prison population, but, you know, in any area of life, youth mentors, you know, religious mentors, career mentors, you know, many people have mentors on their job, right? You know,
sure.
Many companies provide mentors. So there's proven empirical data that shows how mentoring has a significant role to play in people's success and moving forward. So, you know, I think that's, again, really important. It's not just that warm, fuzzy, oh, isn't it nice? I've got a mentor. No, this has significantly reduces recidivism, and it significantly enhances your chances of successful reentry.
Right. You know, we've been talking a lot about politics the last couple of days just because of the Democratic debates. But, you know, it's one of those things where you hear, you know, candidates going back and forth and pointing at each other about incarceration rates and, you know, levels of prosecution, all those sorts of things. But that, to me, is for them to figure out, for the politicians to figure out. But for us, we can do something. We don't have to just let those types of issues kind of live in the ether and for, right, you know, U.S. congressmen to deal with 10 years from now. I mean, if we wait for that, forget it, because there are going to be tens of millions of lives that are wasted.
Right. And it's all about your individual sphere of influence, right? So be tuned in, be aware of what's happening on a national level, you know, state level, all of that. It's important to be involved and vote and take stands and advocate for important causes. But really, where you're going to have the most impact as an individual is those one-on-one relationships, you know. And so that's where you see change really happening. You know, when you see an individual who comes out of prison after 10 years and after having a mentor and some other support services from various agencies like Foundation of Hope, and all of a sudden now they have their own business and now they're hiring men and women who are coming out of jail and giving them a second chance. You know, it's incredibly powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how we change the world, one person
right.
at a time.
That's what redemption is, right?
Exactly.
I mean, gosh,
exactly.
If we don't understand redemption, then the world's never going to understand redemption.
Correct. So, you know, it's easy to get bogged down in all the politics of the day. And I mean, you know, my history goes way back with that and I get involved. But, you know, my dad was a state rep and he always said, you know, most important thing is who can you influence? You have influence over your family, mm-hmm. your community, and your church. And that's where you're going to make change.
Yeah, I love that. This has been Keith Kondrich, Aftercare Director for Foundation of Hope. If people want more information about this, Keith, what do they do?
Yeah, you can check our website out. It's www.foundationofhope.org. You can Google us. You'll find lots of information about us online.
All right. That sounds really good. All right. Foundation of Hope. Find more information online. Keith, thank you so
much.
Thank you. Think about mentoring someone, people.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.